In the name of the one true and living God. Amen. Years ago, I came across a story about how the Lewis and Clark Caverns north of Yellowstone National Park were discovered. As the story goes, one of the original explorers was walking along the top of that mountain and fell through a hole. When he came to himself, he found that he had dropped down several hundred feet into this cavern and was stuck in almost total darkness for over a week with no food, no water. He cried out every day, "Help me!" hoping that somebody would hear his voice and figure out that he was down there. Sure enough, someone came along and heard this faint sound and looked around and finally found the hole. They dug him out, and that is how they found the giant cavern. He was asked, "How did you hold on to hope day after day after day in the dark without giving up?" The man answered, "There was one little pinhole ray of light that was coming through, and I just kept focused on that ray of light." For hundreds of years, the Israelites clung to a ray of hope and light. For God had promised God's chosen people that they would not always stumble in the darkness. And in spite of all they have suffered, they are loved by the God who created them. There would come someone who would save them, and a messenger would prepare his way. "Who are you?" they called out. "Who are you? Are you the Messiah? Are you Elijah? Are you the prophet? Who are you?" But John, a man sent from God, was not interested in their questions, and he would not be intimidated by their positions of power or badgering interrogation. John knew who he was and who he was not. He made it clear that he was not Elijah or the prophet, and he was not the Messiah either. He was not the light, but his mission was to be a witness to testify to the light. His mission was to point the way to the one the people had waited for so long. He was adamant, to be sure, he was not the one. Many had come to see this curious man who wore camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. People had come from the whole Judean countryside to hear him proclaim a baptism of repentance and to receive John's baptism. Religious leaders from Jerusalem also came and were beside themselves, wondering who this man was crying from out of the wilderness. To them, John reaffirmed again and again who he was and who he was not. And from John's mouth came the words of the prophet Isaiah. I am the one, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. I am the voice. I am the voice. And we who hear John's testimony today must testify and attest to who we are as well in light of today's gospel on this third Sunday of Advent. You see, there are those accustomed in some ways to using their platforms, status, power and privilege and titles. There are those in the world who may wish or think that they are the Messiah and even God. But last I heard, last I knew, and last I know is that God is God all by God's self. And can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord, as the song goes. Yes, John knew who he was meant to be. He was crystal clear, and he knew enough to stay in his lane. He was not the Messiah or Elijah or the prophet. He was sent by God to be the voice crying out, to be the one to testify to the light who is there from the very beginning, according to the evangelist John. For the evangelist wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was a light to all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." Yes, John's voice was clear in announcing God's long-awaited promise. He knew his mission. Like John, we are not the light. No. We are not many messiahs. No and no. Nor are we many Elijahs. No, no. But we are called to be who we are meant to be. Who are you? Who are you? We are children of God, a beloved community who by our baptisms have a mission to bear witness and to testify to the love and light of Christ. Who are you? We are messengers of the Lord, each blessed and highly favored, who are called from our comfort zones to shout loud and clear that amidst this wilderness and the unknown and the suffering and the darkness of our world and in our cities and streets and perhaps even in our homes, that the God who created us loves us, and that the light who came among us some 2,000 years ago and will come again continues to walk among us day after day after day. Who are you? We are the church that strives to be like that ray of hope, that ray of joy, that beacon that shines on a hill that will not rest on its past laurels, but will continue to write its story with joy. Who are you? We are the servants of our Creator God, who has gifted us with every good thing for God's purposes, to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. Who are you? Who are you? This time, you fill in the blank and live into it. Amen.